Welcome to the first ever episode of Mike's Film Talk on Air. Today I'm going to talk about The Outlaws, Season 3. The finale got everyone where they needed to be. In essence, it's kind of a wrap of the BBC comedy for a show about low-profile criminals doing their bud, aka sentence time, in community service. It has good ranking. 3 years' worth of antics has delighted audiences here and across the pond. In Season 3, the groups tried to save a detective sergeant from being framed, finish up taking a drug kingpin down, and helping out all the members of the group who are having a hard time outside their sentence. And of course, the big boner behind all the various antics of the crew was the time crunch with that drug kingpin, the Dean, played by Claes Bang, and his leaving prison after the trial. The outlaws all working together to ensure that the drug lord would not have access to them at all. And the crooked cop on the Dean's payroll, Burgess, he is seen to as well. Co-creator Stephen Merchant plays hapless solicitor Gregory, and he co-wrote The Outlaws with Elgin James. The two have given us gold. The entire project has it all. The lightning in a bottle that many strive for and few obtain is here in spades. Kudos to all the folks who made this one. Must see TV. While Ryan Barreto clearly shines as Rainey, the rest of the cast elicit words of praise as well. And a special shout-out goes to Jessica Gunning as the wannabe cop. Gunning also starred as Martha Scott in Baby Reindeer, proving that versatility is her middle name, a middle name that can be shared by Merchant as well. The Outlaws has been the perfect ensemble piece. All these disparate characters, including one American, has kept us entertained for 3 full seasons. Fans of the show were willing the powers to be to allow us another season of the show. Playing his cards close to his vest, Merchant told Digital Spy, never say never. He has left some room for hope, as Stephen also said they had proven themselves. A return to the Outlaws' world has been done 3 times now. As Stephen says, quote, we've shown we can do it, unquote. Now, skip listening to this bit if you have not watched the entirety of Season 3. Of course, we want to see our heroes make good, so Rainey finally admitting that she liked the life was a brilliant conclusion to her character's growth. Of course, all our favorite characters have learned something. They, too, are moving on now. And particularly satisfying is John's story with its own familial finale. It's okay, you can listen now. Check this one out. It's playing on Amazon Prime. It originated on BBC television. And this is a cracker of a show. It's managed to keep at least this viewer enthralled for 3 full seasons. And I was delighted when I found out it had been released again for season 3. Head on over now, if you got the time, and just check out a trailer or two on YouTube. Or sit down and watch a few of the free episodes if you are a member of Prime. Until later, as always, keep watching the movies and television and having fun.